Isaiah 35, verses 1 to 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground, springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This week, all the passages are pointing to the coming of the reign of God and the effect of the coming of the reign of God. And so we have this beautiful and quite lengthy passage made famous by Handel's Messiah. And if you haven't listened to this particular section about the eyes of the blind being opened, I recommend you pick that up sometime this week. There are a number of images that are very striking. The first one is about creation itself rejoicing, not just human beings, but the desert, the wilderness, the flowers. There's an effect on creation itself by the coming of God and of His reign. A lot of the imagery is evocative of paradise, and that is no accident, because really, ultimately, the coming of God and of His reign brings about the restoration of paradise. There is a promise that the glory of God shall be seen, whatever that means. Probably means eventually seeing God Himself, but also the effect of His reign and of His goodness and of His power upon human lives and upon creation itself. And therefore, as it says in verse 3 and 4, we should encourage each other, be strong, fear not. The coming of God should put a new spring in our step. And then we move on, verses 5 to 7. First of all, of the miracles of deafness, blindness, lameness being reversed and being healed, so that the blind now see and the deaf hear. It's, of course, exactly what happens as Christ walks the earth. These are the signs that follow His preaching of the gospel, and then by the church, the preaching of the kingdom of God. But it is a sign of the coming of Messiah, a sign of the reign of God having arrived, that these miracles happen. And then this image in second part of verse 6 of water coming and transforming the wilderness. If you've ever been in a desert, be it in Arizona or be it in the Middle East, it is amazing when the rainy season starts, you can almost stand there and observe the change in creation. Brown turning to green and plants blossoming again. And this is a beautiful image of what happens when the presence of God comes, that what is dry, what is hard, what is seemingly sterile suddenly begins to bear fruit. And then in verse 8, the picture of a highway, of a holy way, of a path that leads to God and that is safe and that allows people to return back to the Father and to the Father's house. Of course, Jesus Himself is the way. That's how the New Testament refers to him, and Christianity is called the way. It is this path back to the Father, and it says here the ransom of the Lord shall return, and there will be no more sorrow, just like Revelation says, no more crying, no more weeping, but they shall obtain joy and gladness. When we look at this passage, of course, one of the questions we can ask is, does this refer to Christ's first coming or second coming? And the answer to this is yes. That is, with Christ's first coming, these things have begun to appear and to be visible, be it miracles or being change in people's circumstances. But ultimately, this will only be fully fulfilled when God comes again. The question I would like to leave us with is, are we being encouraged in this season? Are we saying to ourselves and to each other, be strong, fear not? Is the presence of God, the glory of God, the reign of God really putting a new spring in our step so that when people look at us, they say, what's different about him or her? And when they ask that question, we can say it is, well, because I know God and because he is living in me.